Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm Sandra McDevitt. Today on Stories from the Heart, part two of the true story of the glorious victory of the Blessed Sacrament over Satan. In part one, a French woman is possessed by the devil, and only the Blessed Sacrament makes him flee. In part two, we learn how the devil took possession of the woman. Stay tuned for part two of our story on another Stories from the Heart. Glorious Victory of the Blessed Sacrament over Satan, Part 2. And now that thou hast told me the reason of thine entrance, so shalt there ere long quit thy dwelling, replied the priest. For the possessed shall confess her sins, and seek forgiveness of her father, her mother, and her husband, and return to them the stolen things, and then wilt thou be powerless. I know how to prevent all that, for my departure will make her deaf, dumb, and blind, said Satan. All this the impure spirit so perfectly fulfilled upon the person of his victim, the Dilemmat turned again to God, and full of faith in his almighty goodness, he conceived the thought of driving Satan from his possession through the power of the Most Holy Sacrament. Early one morning, in the presence of the parents of the poor child, he laid a consecrated host upon her lips, and in the same moment Nicola opened her mouth and received the bread of life, upon which her sight, her hearing, and her speech were immediately restored. Nicola folded her hands and thanked God, praying aloud. At the same time, her face shone with more than natural beauty, and her humble, loving appearance rejoiced every heart. But as soon as a form of the Most Holy Host had passed, then returned Satan with redoubled fury. Dilemmat, however, presented another consecrated host before her eyes, and he fled, but only to return again and take possession after a short period had elapsed. And now, from this time, began a steady strife between Christ and Satan, or as our historian explains it, a violent engagement on the part of the body of Christ against Beelzebub. The Most Holy Host was placed near the possessed woman that it might serve as a safeguard against her fearful foe. It remained near her by day and by night, and accompanied her even abroad. The Holy Eucharist became her daily food. Whenever Satan with his companions tormented his victim, if he caused her to be deaf, dumb, or blind, if he deprived her of the use of her reason, if he dashed her to the ground and dislocated her limbs, whenever he caused the wretched woman to wear a fearful expression of face and to howl and bellow like a wild beast in the presence of the Most Holy Sacrament, which was carried near her, then did the priest lay the selfsame host upon her lips, and she would immediately open her mouth, and Satan, with his retainers, would flee. On all these occasions, Nicola, on the return of the full use of her reason, would praise and bless God with so sweet and bright an expression of countenance that all who beheld it exclaimed, "Behold, this is the finger of God." On the 8th of January, 1566, Bishop John of Laon himself undertook the exorcism. Upon the question being put, "What is thy name?" "Beelzebub," replied the evil spirit, "the highest among the devils after Lucifer." "What is the number of thy companions?" "There are 19 with me today. Tomorrow there will be 20 of us. Nor will this be all, for I perceive that I must summon all my strength against thee, and shall require yet more aid." "I command thee," replied the bishop, "in the name of the power of God, together with thy companions, depart from hence without delay." "Truly," replied the demon, "thy command will I obey, but not yet, and not here. My business in the city is not yet complete." At these words, the bishop presented the Holy Eucharist before him, and at the same moment, the demon uttered a frightful shriek, and Nicola became blind, deaf, and dumb. Then did the bishop place the Blessed Sacrament upon her lips, and she received it with the greatest devotion, but in a few moments was once more under the possession of Satan. Now when he saw that through the power of the Most Glorious Sacrament he was continually overthrown, the spirit threw all his forces upon the right leg and left arm of Nicola, and she remained lame for many days until she was completely free from his power. This delay was ordered by God in order that the numerous witnesses of these exorcisms might be brought to a certain conviction of her complete cure. Thus, the strife between the All-Holy and Satan lasted from the 3rd of January to the 8th of February, 1566, when at last the Most Holy Eucharist obtained a perfect victory over the devil. On that day, Nicola, accompanied by the monk de la Motte, was driven in a carriage to Lyon. To all the world, it had been most clearly shown that a soul in a state of grace could not be touched by any of the devices of Satan. The evil spirit may not take up his dwelling in a spirit at peace with God. It was by permission of God, for his holy designs, that the demon was able to possess and torment the body of Nicola, but the soul in which Jesus dwelt, he had no power to harm. It was then, on the 8th of February, that Nicola was taken to Lyon. It had now become known far and wide to believers and unbelievers, to Catholics and Huguenots, and therefore it was deemed prudent that a secular tribunal should be in attendance, composed of 9 persons and selected from the various religious parties then prevailing. Besides these, a judge and an advocate, the deacon, of the ecclesiastical court and other clergy, as well as the domain judge of the bishop, and other distinguished persons, assembled together and remained the whole night in the inn where she was taken. Also the most credible physicians and the most accomplished surgeons were present. Thus, all night through was Nicola sharply observed and watched. At length the bishop, having prepared himself by prayer and fasting, began the last exorcisms, and Satan being driven more and more into a corner, the bishop asked the fiend the following question after high mass. "Tell us, wherefore hast thou entered into the body of this simple, upright young Catholic woman?" "By the command of God," replied Satan, "on account of the sins of the people, and to show the Huguenots that there are devils who can possess men when God permits. They will not believe it, but I will show them that I indeed am a devil. I am driven here that they may be converted or else become hardened. Indeed, I must finish this business and fulfill my duty." Now at 1 o'clock were vespers sung at the cathedral, followed by a glorious procession, in which Nicola was conducted by 8 or 10 strong men. After the sermon, she was led that she might be seen by the whole assembled multitude. The possessed woman was thrown into a fury as she was carried, so that 15 men were hardly able to hold her. At this final exorcism were present all the dignitaries of the church in Lyon, and also the procurator of the king, many judges of the realm, magistrates, and other distinguished persons. Also the paymaster, the Prince of Condé, was the head of the Huguenots, and many other heretics. The people ran thither from all sides. After a blessed candle, which Satan endeavored to extinguish, had been fastened to the foot of the crucifix, the bishop ascended the tribune. Suddenly, the possessed woman turned her eyes upon the clergy, and Satan asked them whether they desired that he should withdraw. Without, however, taking notice of his question, the clergy raised their voices and said, in the Latin tongue, "Lord God, how long shall the enemy rise up against thee? Look down upon our unhappy one with eyes of pity. Consider and hearken to our prayers, that the enemy may not boast of a victory over thy people. Thou art the God of strength, confound him, for we have no defense but thee alone." After adding many such words, they called him particularly accursed. "How mean you this?" asked he, and they replied, "Thou hast injured God, thou art fallen from love and from hope, and hast nothing but eternal damnation to expect." Then the noble bishop, together with his clergy, began the exorcism, and the possessed woman became swollen and her face distorted. The fiend said, "Thou hast not eaten today, and thou art very weak." And when the candles were lighted, he blew them out, and on their being rekindled, "How foolish," said he, "to light tapers in broad daylight." Then pieces of paper upon which his name was written were burned in the candles, whereat, however, the devil showed little uneasiness. When he, by the Gospels, prayers, and exorcisms, and burning of his name, was adjured to quit his habitation, he answered, as at the first, that he had not yet any desire to do so. "I ask thee no longer," replied the bishop, "whether thou wilt depart, but I command thee, at once and immediately by the power of the living God, and the precious body and blood of Jesus' dear Son, who is here present to depart. Yes, cried Satan, I acknowledge that here is truly present the Son of God. He is my Lord and Master. I am aggrieved to acknowledge it, but I am compelled. And again he repeated with fury, to the astonishment of the assembled crowd, Yes, truly I shall depart here through the power of this body of God. And he repeated continually, Nevertheless, continued he, I will not go away empty-handed. By the holy blood I will keep my prey. No, replied the bishop, I can well protect myself. O thou evil, unclean spirit, I command you in the name and power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, true God and true man, who is here present, depart forever from this poor creature, and without doing her an injury, go into the deep of hell, and there suffer thy torments everlasting. Get thee out, unclean spirit, get thee out. Then did the spirit afflict the woman, until the crowd astonished and affrighted to hear the voice, as though of a mad bull, exclaimed, Jesus, mercy! The bishop continued to drive Satan, so at last Nicola fell senseless in the arms of her watchers. She was laid upon cushions. In a few minutes, however, she arose, and being no longer bound, Satan threw her upon the holy bishop. He drew back full of fear and turned as pale as death. But regaining courage, he presented the holy host to the eyes of the possessed woman, and the people fell on their knees, weeping and praying. Satan fled a second time with a roar of thunder. A tumult arose amongst the crowd, and some were crying, To arms! And others, Bare the head and bend the knee, before the precious body and blood of our Savior. The bishop turned round, commanding silence and prayer in the name of God. And once more the multitude, with one voice, fell on their knees, imploring the mercy of God on the woman. But the bishop, always armed with the most holy host, as with a sword, continued to persecute the fiend, until at length he fled from the power and might of our Savior, in smoke, lightning, and two claps of thunder, to wander through the streets of the city. Thus, for the third and last time, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at the hour when our Lord, by his death, triumphed over death and hell, the evil spirit left the body of his victim forever. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's true story, The Glorious Victory of the Blessed Sacrament Over Satan, came from Legends of the Blessed Sacrament. For parts 1 and 2 of our story, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For 2 years, we've recorded nearly every show from Ave Maria Radio. Just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.